settle the issue today. If Jesus Christ is not the Lord of your life, if you are not born again, settle it today. Leave the short, sordid, and perverted vanities and hurtful lust of this life behind. Turn to life, even abundant and eternal life. Turn to the power that will set you free from all of Satan's bondages. Today you can make your decision for mercy and grace, for love and forgiveness, for Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son. Quit procrastinating. Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of the supernatural God. Now for today's subject. God said, Psalms 119, 49, and 50, "Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me." God said, Psalms 33, verse 6, "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth." God said, Hebrews 11:3, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." God said, John 1:1, "In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God." Man said, "The concept that God spoke everything into existence with his words is stupid." Now the record. It's time to get our minds and hearts into the God said, man said groove. The word of God found in the majority text, Holy Bible, is the inerrant truth. Declarations penned thousands of years ago are just beginning to be understood by today's vaunted sciences. Declarations that at the time seemed absurd. A handful of examples follow. In Revelation 21, the Bible speaks of a new Jerusalem, a city 1,500 miles cubed, coming down out of heaven to God's new heaven and new earth. When penned 2,000 years ago, the idea stressed credulity to its limits. But today, we have space stations. There is even some credible talk of building space cities. The scriptures teach that when Christ returns at the Battle of Armageddon, the sky will roll back like a scroll. Scientists now theorize that you can tear space. 2,000 years ago, Revelation speaks of the mark of the beast, 666, by which all commerce on the earth will be regulated. How could such a thing be? Today, a chip is presently being implanted in humans and animals that can do this and so much more. God speaks of backslidden Israel and equates her lewd spiritual conduct to the whore's forehead. Today's neural science understands that moral decisions are made in the prefrontal cortex, the forehead. God's word speaks of the sins of the father being visited on the children to the third and fourth generation. Epigeneticists now have such an understanding. Note, this is one critical reason we need to be born again. We need a new father. This is God Said, Man Said, feature 730. Features which cover an immense array of such truths, beginning with the beginning. Paradise, immortality, Y chromosome Adam, mtDNA Eve, Adam's rib, the beguiling serpent, Noah's Ark, and onward. Today's new subject matter will need foundational preparation. We will lift excerpts from previous God Said, Man Said features for your perusal. Go slowly. God said, man said, words are like seeds. When planted, they will bear fruit, part one. There is a solution. His name is Jesus Christ, and he is called the Word of God. The following paragraphs are from the God said, man said feature, Everything Made of Words. If God created our beings and all that we see out of words, then there should be proof everywhere of this truth, and there is. This wisdom is one of the greatest secrets of all time. All things, your home, your computer, your car, your body, and the world are literally framed out of words, God's words. To man, such a concept is bizarre and hard to fathom, but this feature will simply once again prove the veracity of the Holy Word of God. Years ago, I was talking to a man about Jesus Christ. He told me that what I had to offer was just words, as though words were of no consequence. I asked him, "What if I can prove to you that all things are created from words?" He answered me in a challenging tone, "Try it." The following explanation ensued. I asked him how he had arrived at the event we were attending. He said that he had driven up in his car. I told him that I would prove that his auto was a simple compilation of words. Then I explained. Long before the first car was ever created, a man rode down the road in a horse-drawn buckboard, taking all day to do what takes us just minutes in our modern vehicles. He thought, boy, I'd love to have a horseless carriage. Those were silent words in his head. He went home and grabbed a tablet and pencil and wrote down his plan to create a horseless carriage, written words. I asked the man what we had so far, and he rightly responded, words. Next, the excited inventor went out into the field and dug up some iron ore and other necessary materials which God had spoken with words into existence out of that which is invisible, processed them into steel, and drove away in the first car, his horseless carriage. I asked my friend, what is a car made of? He responded, words. Everything is made out of words, God's words. Even when a person becomes a new creature in Jesus Christ, he literally speaks himself into existence. This is his first supernatural act as a son of God. Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Medical science and the field of psychology are more and more these days confirming this verse from Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. The words which we think, speak, and act upon also have a direct bearing on our physical and mental health. This should be of no surprise when we understand that all things are created out of words. Therefore, even our bodies respond to words. It should be a concern to us that medical research estimates 75% of the typical human's thoughts, which are words, are negative or counterproductive. What we tell ourselves about ourselves and our lives day after day has a tremendous effect shaping our reality for good or bad. It is now known that bone marrow produces white and red blood cells prolifically. White blood cells kill disease, and red blood cells bring oxygen and life when one focuses on happy, positive thoughts, words. When negative, destructive thoughts are doted upon, the bone marrow's production is inhibited. We are made out of words, therefore the human body as well as creation responds to them. The following excerpt is from an April 8, 2002 issue of U.S. News and World Report under the heading Prescription Power. New Mexico last month became the first state to allow psychologists to undergo 450 hours of training and write prescriptions for psychotropic medications. Yet some psychologists don't want to prescribe. They cite evidence showing their talking therapy is as effective as drugs, says David Altanuccio, a psychiatrist at the University of Nevada, Reno. The tools we seek might not be as good as the tools we already have, end of quote. Concerning BDP, borderline personality disorder, Psychology Today in its September-October 2013 issue reports that word therapy outperforms drugs. Borderline personality disorder is a condition in which psychology is more effective than drugs. The evidence for drugs in the treatment of BDP is very weak. End of quote. Continue with everything made of words. Students of the Word of God know well the story of Noah's Ark. God used the Ark to save Noah, his family, and representatives of all God's earthbound creatures. This Ark, of course, was constructed out of words. The original timber was spoken into existence by God's words. The building instructions were given by God as words, and Noah put the words together. The following paragraph is taken from the October 15, 1999 issue of the New Jerusalem Post in a feature written by Shlomo Riskin. In the name of the Baal Shem Tov, founder of Hasidism, we find amazing insight into the nature of Noah's Teva by examining its measurements. The length was 300 cubits, the breadth 50 cubits, and the height 30 cubits. When you take the letters formed by the numerical values of each of these, we get Shin, 300, Nun, 50, Lamed, 30, spelling the word Ishni or Lashon, which means language. End of quote. God not only spoke all of creation into existence by his words, he also preserved it in Noah's Ark, whose mathematical dimensions, when the letters formed by the numeric values are taken, mean the word language. Since the publishing of the original Made Out of Words feature on God Said, Man Said, new insights into the nature of DNA have also been shocking, to say the least. And reading these various reports, the concept of language stands out in dominant form. Of course, if all things are constructed from words, that is precisely what we should expect to see. The following passage from Lee Strobel's new book, The Case for a Creator, reads, "The 6 feet of DNA coiled inside every one of our body's 100 trillion cells contains a four-letter chemical alphabet that spells out precise assembly instructions for all the proteins from which our bodies are made." Cambridge educated Stephen Meyer demonstrated that no hypothesis has come close to explaining how information got into biological matter by naturalistic means, in other words, evolution. Dr. K.B. Weiss has a B.A. from the Department of Geophysical Sciences at the University of Chicago and an M.A. and Ph.D. in paleontology from Harvard University. While at Harvard, he studied under the world-famous evolutionist Stephen Jay Gould. Dr. Weiss authored the book Faith, Form, and Time. His book fully endorses the Word of God, including the young earth premise. Weiss goes in depth on the subject of DNA and words. The DNA molecule has hierarchical coding as well. DNA includes a string of 4 different nucleotides, quinine, cytosine, adenine, and thymine, the building blocks of DNA, analogous to the 3 building blocks of Morse code, dots, dashes, and gaps. The 4 nucleotides of DNA are arranged in sequences of 3 called codons to code for the 20 or so amino acids used in living organisms, analogous again to Morse code coding for the 26 letters of the English alphabet. This characteristic of DNA is so much like language that it is commonly called the genetic code, and the name codon is given to the set of 3 nucleotides that code for a particular amino acid, Wise says. At every level of structure, DNA uses codes. At every level, DNA has parts that are designed to be interchangeable. DNA's information seems to be arranged according to complex rules, and DNA is formed within a complex cellular system designed to translate DNA information into a form usable by the cell to create specific structures the cell needs and to place them in their proper location in the cell. End of quote. All of these characteristics are shared by human languages. On several different levels and in several different ways, DNA has the structure of languages. All organisms on Earth, from bacteria to animals, protists to plants, algae to fungi, have DNA. Evidence of language is found in all of Earth's organisms. In a multi-page feature in the publication Science, the headline reads, "Finally, the Book of Life and Instructions for Navigating It." The DNA molecule is a 3.3 billion letter book. DNA has not only been constructed by words, but all of its information is just words. Consider the following excerpt from the October 2013 issue of Discover magazine. The paragraph was found in the feature titled "Life as We Grow It." In many ways, writing DNA code is becoming like writing computer code, but instead of ones and zeros, it is written in A's, C's, T's, and G's, abbreviations for the 4 interconnecting nucleotides that form DNA's ladder-like structure. This 4-letter language of life allows scientists to see inside biological systems and attempt to reprogram them. End of quote. Words. Everything is words. From the God Said, Man Said feature, Empowering Words, we find the following. The power and effect of words is all-encompassing. The following paragraph is from Science News, March 14, 2009. Think positive. People who attended a few sessions on how to focus on positive words or images had at least 4 months of freedom from anxiety disorders. End of quote. Following paragraph, found on ScienceNews.org under the header, "Don't Worry, Get Attention Training," demonstrates that word and image therapy are at least as effective as psychotherapy and drugs. It reads, In these studies, both published in the February Journal of Abnormal Psychology, attention training alleviated anxiety disorders just as effectively as cognitive behavioral psychotherapy and anti-anxiety medication that had in earlier investigations. Yet attention training requires minimal professional supervision, causes no side effects, and can be completed over the internet. Science has now arrived at the conclusion that words are consequential and a whole lot more consequential than could ever be imagined. Listen to what God says in Philippians 4:8 about words. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. The amazing interchangeability of words and light is a very serious focus in the Bible. They are one and the same. Amazing discoveries in the field of science are confirming the oneness and interchangeability of light and words. The following excerpts are from a God Said, Man Said feature, Words of Amazement, Words We Must Master. New research that began in the 1990s and continues on today has uncovered the astounding relationship between words, light, radiant information, frequencies, and DNA. This research was led by Dr. Jodor Garajajev. Consider the following information. This research was led by Dr. Jodor Garajajev, a member of the Russian Academy of Sciences, as well as the Academy of Science in New York. The Russian research was taking a wide angle and held an open view in their studies. The research team included biophysicists, molecular biologists, embryologists, and even linguistic experts. Their research revealed that the supposed junk DNA that has been completely neglected and forgotten by Western mainstream science was no redundant leftover of evolution at all. Linguistic studies revealed that the sequencing of the codons of the non-coding DNA followed the rules of some basic syntax. There is a definite structure and logic in the sequence of these triplets, like some biological language. Research further revealed that the codons actually form words and sentences, just like our ordinary human language follows grammar rules. The most astounding experiment performed by Garajajev's group is the reprogramming of the DNA codon sequences using modulated laser light. From their discovered grammatical syntax of the DNA language, they were able to modulate coherent laser light and even radio waves and add semantics, meaning, to the carrier wave. In this way, they were able to reprogram in vivo DNA and living organisms by using the correct resonant frequencies of DNA. The most impressive discovery made so far is that spoken language can be modulated to the carrier wave with the same reprogramming effect. Now, this is a baffling and stunning scientific discovery. Our own DNA can simply be reprogrammed by human speech, supposing that the words are modulated on the correct carrier frequencies. Whereas Western sciences uses complicated biochemical processes to cut and paste DNA triplets into the DNA molecule, Russian scientists use modulated laser light to do exactly the same thing. The Russians have proved to be very successful in repairing damaged DNA material in vivo. Laser light therapies based on Garajajev's findings are already applied in some European academic hospitals with success on various sorts of skin cancer. The cancer is cured without any remaining scars. God spoke all things into existence with knowledge-laden words. If this is true, then there should be evidence everywhere, and there is. Consider this paragraph published in the June 2011 issue of Scientific American. The author is Sean Brixey, Arts Chair, Center for Digital Arts and Experimental Media, University of Washington. In my recent work, I mostly make poems out of matter and energy. Some are small, exotic projects that at first blush seem nearly impossible. I build a work that exploits the phenomenon of sonoluminescence, in which extremely high-pressure sound waves in liquids create tiny sources of electromagnetic energy. The installation converts text from a computer keyboard and to synthesize speech with enough sonic force to form and hold a tiny bubble at the center of a jar of water. The sound causes the bubble to implode and then form again 50,000 times a second. Through a process that is still not fully understood, the implosions generate a bright point of visible light. It is a star in a jar created by spoken words, end of quote. The ability to convert words to light and light to health, for example, is a line of action to which the redeemed have ready access. Science was shocked to discover that every cell in the human body has on board a laser system far more sophisticated than anything man has developed. These lasers emit photons, coherent radiation, and with these emissions, they converse intercellularly via what science calls the language of light. God gives to his children the amazing ability to harness the power of his creation words and to convert them into light into every cell of their body in every one of nearly 100 trillion cells. New medical analytics are presently being perfected to measure light emissions from the human body via body scans. Very sophisticated scanning cameras have been developed to scan the body for light emissions, which are given off by all living creatures. When the scanning camera detects abnormally low light levels, it suggests sickness or disease. When the cell no longer emits light, they are dead. God speaks of an internal light, one that can fill the body, a light that generates health and life. The skeptics mock such concepts and lift them up as examples of the ineptness of the Bible. Could Jesus be speaking accurately in Luke 11:34-36? The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thy eye is single, thy whole body is full of light. But when thy eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body therefore be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. The principle of a single eye is an eye fixed upon Jesus Christ and him alone. When this is accomplished, the Bible says the whole body will be filled with light. Science now has its own understanding of this truth. The following excerpt is from an interview conducted by investigator-reporter Pam Klebs, published in April 2005 by the health publication Crusader. She was interviewing Jerry Brunetti, who is the managing director of AgriDynamics. The question to Brunetti was, "Can you explain how the immune system works?" Brunetti said, "Well, you have to have raw materials to feed the immune system, and you have to have components that modulate the immune system. Apparently, what's going on is that there's a communication breakdown among the cells. Cells communicate in an electromagnetic realm, or rather they emit photons, which are light particles. Environmental toxins can block the frequencies that the cells communicate with. In other words, light is being emitted at a particular wavelength. Other cells are able to take that light as language and know how to do what they need to do. It's called photon repair. Scientists know it exists. They don't understand how it works, but they know that's what happens at the DNA level," end of quote. A photon is radiant energy, a unit of light intensity. 65 to 100 trillion cells in your body communicate by emitting light, truly an internal life light. Everything is made out of words, and yes, there is proof everywhere. The subhead in the December 2014 issue of Scientific American reads, "A DNA editing technique based on bacterial memories could revolutionize medicine, but some worry it would get out of control." Note that DNA performs its marvels with a four-letter alphabet, and the word terms in the above subhead are DNA editing and memories. A few excerpts from the feature follow. Scientists have known how to alter the genomes of living organisms since the 1970s, but the tools available to them have long been imprecise and hard to scale. As a result, many experiments remain too difficult or costly to conduct. Now a new method called CRISPR could foment the genome editing revolution. Based on the immune defenses of bacteria, it is faster, cheaper, and easier than older techniques. Money is pouring into companies seeking to commercialize CRISPR applications. Researchers are already exploring CRISPR-based treatments for disease, including HIV and schizophrenia. Yet CRISPR makes it so easy to alter the genomes of living organisms that ethicists worry about negative ramifications. Also from the feature, you'll find the following. Then 2 years ago, a small group of researchers working in the labs of Emmanuel Charpentier at Umeå University in Sweden and of Jennifer Duden of the University of California, Berkeley, recorded the discovery of a genetic mechanism in cells that allows scientists to edit genomes with unprecedented speed and ease. Shortly thereafter, a team of scientists at Harvard University and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology showed the technique could be used to make multiple changes in cells' genome with great precision all at once. End of quotes. We are words. Learning to speak the language, the words of unfeigned faith is such a marvelous concept. When we become born again, we enter into the invisible kingdom of God. This new life in the invisible kingdom has a totally new language. Speaking this language is imperative. Everything is and responds to words. Be careful about the words you entertain. If words are everything, what do you think would be the result of continually being bathed in negative words? Words from the 24-hour news cycle, bad and lustful words, words from Hollywood and the internet, etc. The results are different levels of mental and physical trauma, and finally, an accelerated death. How about this statement in the April 2010 issue of Psychology Today? Evidence shows that prompting people to relive a recent trauma by talking about it or by visualizing the event may actually promote post-traumatic stress disorder, not prevent it. End of quote. Today's dose of God's word therapy doeth good like a medicine, Proverbs 17, verse 22. God said, Psalms 119, 49 through 50, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. God said, Psalms 33, verse 6, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all of them by the breath of his mouth. God said, Hebrews 11, 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Man said, the concept that God spoke everything into existence with his words is stupid. Now you have the record.